Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It was revealed unto the Old Testament prophets that they were yet in the dark concerning their prophesyings, awaiting the coming of those who would see the mystery of God revealed in the clearest manner, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. We can now clearly see that the Lord has sent his only begotten Son into the world to die for sinners in order to bring glory to his name, which is above every name. Thus we see that all of the details of the law, which included every jot and tittle of the design of the tabernacle, its accessories, its services, and its ministers, were given to manifest the glory of Christ. One of those precious details is seen as the Lord commanded Moses to make a holy anointing oil. Take thou also unto thee principal spices of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, and of sweet cinnamon half so much, even 250 shekels, and of sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil, olive, and hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of the apothecary. It shall be a holy anointing oil. Can anyone doubt that this anointing oil is Christ? This is an ointment which is of a sweet smell, whose fragrance filled the tabernacle as the Lord commanded Moses to anoint all of the furnishings and instruments of the tabernacle with it. Most importantly, he was to use it to anoint those who were the priests of God, most notably Aaron, the high priest. It is interesting to point out that this oil was reserved unto this use. Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured, neither shall ye make any other like it, after the composition of it. It is holy, and it shall be holy unto you. It was not to be profaned nor copied, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The psalmist begins the 133rd psalm extolling the glory and pleasantness of the unity of the brethren. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. This glorious unity only occurs in the light of that which Paul declared. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Just as the precious ointment was poured out upon Aaron's head so that it ran down his beard and soaked his garments, so too do the sons of God love one another as the holy ointment of Christ is poured out upon their heads. The Lord told his disciples that this is the evidence of their sonship. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Is this not the very legacy that the Lord would leave with his church until he comes to receive that bride, which he purchased with his own blood? Can we say that we love the Lord if we do not love those upon whose head he has poured the sweet-smelling savor which lends its fragrance all around? Do not the sons of God rejoice to hear their brethren extolling the name and finished work of their Savior? Those whom the Lord calls by his grace he also makes kings and priests. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Those so anointed with this precious ointment are enabled to bring the sacrifice of praise unto the Lord. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. That offering is Christ, who manifests himself in the unity of the brethren, even as he prayed, that they may be one. When is it Christians all agree, and let distinctions fall, when nothing in themselves they see, that Christ is all in all? But strife and difference will subsist, while men will something seem. Let them but singly look to Christ, and all are one in him. Do you love the brethren of the Lord, and do you seek out their fellowship?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.